Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
It's classified. I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Pedro Fernandez.
What's up, Doc?
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking about Manny Pacquiao, folks. Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather. This is the talk, the thrill in Manila, too. Will Floyd Mayweather take $100 million and go over to the Philippines and fight Manny Pacquiao in 2014? There is that kind of money out there for this kind of fight if it were to take place in the Philippines. Of course, Pacquiao looking spectacular. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. And, of course, can I say, Floyd Mayweather is always looking good. So Mayweather, Pacquiao, back on the burner as far as fans are concerned, as far as promoters are concerned, I don't know. We have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'm glad for you joining the Ring Talk family this morning. Of course, we've been here, as I said, 29-plus years now. If this is your first time listening to the show, right on. Welcome to the family. This is your a long-time listener, like older than dirt. Bill in San Francisco, California, has been listening for, get this, 29-plus years. Well, you're a veteran. You're welcome as well. Of course, this is the longest-running fight show in history. But back to boxing, MMA. We got an hour of it right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Give us a call on the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll go over some of the previews. We'll bring in KP, Kevin Perry, about 20 minutes past the hour or so. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Looking to add that hard-to-find autograph to your collection? Well, look no further than Les Wolf Sports, LLC. Les Wolf Sports is a name that's been synonymous with autographs and sports memorabilia for more than five decades. The company is a reliable and trusted source for authentic autographs and memorabilia. Whether you're new to the hobby or a seasoned collector, Les Wolf is the place for you. Collect, invest, protect, and preserve with the best. Visit LesWolfSportsLLC.com today. That's L-E-S-W-O-L-F-F Sports, LLC.com. Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Loud fans help teams win. Yell Bands helps fans be loud. Yell Bands are megaphones that fans wear on their arm and pull off to cheer for their team. And now Yell Band LLC is crowdfunding in order to purchase the licenses to put NFL and college team logos on the bands. Contributors receive some pretty cool perks, like a t-shirt, a Yell Band of your choice, or even free game tickets for the life of the company. Go to yellband.com and click on the green crowdfunding button to learn more and contribute. Take home field advantage to the next level at yellband.com.
It's a cold December Sunday as you gather in the living room and watch your favorite team battle for field position on the frozen tundra. Suddenly, your family is blindsided by an aerial barrage of commercials for male enhancement drugs, violent crime shows, and terrifying movies. You were defenseless against this relentless assault until now.
When a commercial starts, My TV Choice flips your TV to your pre-selected channel. When it's over, your TV returns to the game automatically. Watch the game, not the ads. Protect your family. Visit MyTVChoice.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
Check it, 12 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Let's talk about last week's fight. Of course, Manny Pacquiao, you know, in the minds of many, he was unbeatable. He couldn't lose. Certainly not to like a hand-picked guy like Tim Bradley on points, controversially, and then be knocked out by Juan Manuel Marquez, but he did. And that being said, Manny Pacquiao in his first fight since Marquez looked stellar against Brandon Rios last week. I mean, he never let go of the momentum. I'm serious. He was like banked like four rounds, five rounds, six rounds. I didn't give Rios a round. I didn't give Rios. So those punch count guys, you know, the bean counters, the accountants ringside. You know, they said that Rios landed 108 power punches or something like that. And what lifetime? Not in that fight. No way. If he did, it was like 103 more than I saw. Okay, because you sort of can, like Jim Watt, the Scottish former lightweight champion, the man that's a TV commentator for Sky TV, like he says, you can count the good punches on one hand. Seriously. I mean, I didn't think he landed any good punches. Manny Pacquiao never, ever looked better. The scores, 120-108 on my card, 120-108 on another judge's card, one of the official cards, 119-109 or 11-1 rounds, and then a 10-2 score, 118-110. Officially now Pacquiao 54-5-2, 38 KOs, and Floyd Mayweather, the man. That's everybody. Yeah, that's the fight everybody wants to see. Rios declines a 31-2, actually should be 31-3, seeing he lost to Richard Abril a couple years ago and got a horrid, horrid, unbelievable decision as far as Abril was concerned. It was a gift for Rios, no question about that. Rios landed, as I said, 113 power shots. According to PunchStat, that's 108 more than I thought. Billy Dibb got mauled. He got halted. For Billy Dibb, the Australian, now 36-3, 23 KOs, came into a rematch with Russia's Yevgeny Gradovich, now 18-0, 9 KOs. Gradovich, you know, one of those hard-working, listen, these guys with V's in their name. Like Larry Merchant says, if a guy's got a V in his name, you better be scared of him. Provodnikov, he's got two. I mean, these guys with V's, man, this is scary. Okay, oh my God. Anyway, at the end of the day, Billy Dibb was just no match for the Russian. Billy Dibb now 36-3, 21 KOs, former IBF 126-pound champion, could not retain the title. Now, the fraud that he is, and people get mad when I say this, people over in Asia say, oh, Pedro, you're just anti-Asian. Come on, man. Zhu Shming, the two-time Olympian from China, of course, now 3-0, zero KOs. Remained unbeaten by beating Mexico's Juan Toscano. Toscano came in 4-0. The best guy he'd beat wasn't even Scott Cuddy. Guy was 2-11. That was the best guy he beat to become 4-0. So he couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. Just couldn't do it, okay? And it showed. I mean, here this guy Toscano was all over Zhu. Zhu was all over him. They were like back and forth. It wasn't a great fight or anything like that. Toscano's not going to be anything other than a cab driver, okay? No question. I mean, at best, as far as a fighter's concerned. But I don't think the Zhu guy is going to be any more than that. I mean, I don't know how much more they can keep building this guy up. He unloaded on Toscano like you wouldn't believe. I mean, like, it was like beating on a guy with his hands down, okay? And he couldn't hurt him. He couldn't rock him. He couldn't move him. And not that this guy was a tough guy or anything. Yeah, he came in undefeated. But like I said, you know, the best guy he beat was 2-11. Anyway, at the end of the day, Shming is now Zhu is 3-0 with zero KOs, 60-54 with the scores twice, and 60-52 on the third scorecard. Andy Ruiz, all 257 pounds of him. He's like two-ton Tony Galento. Who's that? two-ton Tony Galento knocked down Joe Lewis in a heavyweight championship fight. He was like a brawler type of guy, had a big beer belly on him. Said, you know, he sort of trained like Chris Areola used to train a couple years ago at the taco trucks and, you know, drinking cervezas for breakfast and things like that. Anyway, Tony really did live that lifestyle, but he did challenge Joe Lewis for the heavyweight title and put Joe Lewis down. Anyway, Ruiz, who started off as a pro at 297 pounds, 300 pounds, he's still a fat guy. Okay, he's never going to be a slim guy. He's never going to look like Rocky Marciano, nothing like that. I'm telling you, not even Marciano. He's never going to look sculpted, okay? And when I say Marciano, Marciano wasn't sculpted. Marciano was in perfect condition for his size, okay? But this guy will never be there. He'll just never be there. Anyway, the guy he fought, Tor Hammer, was he quit on his stool. He didn't come out for round four. Anyway, his promoter fired him on Twitter. This is the first time I've ever seen this. Promoter Lou DiBella released this guy on Twitter, Tor Hammer, now 22-3, 14 KOs. Evidently, it's the second time he sat on his butt and wouldn't come out for a round. But Andy Ruiz now 21-0, 15 KOs. He's not going to be a slim guy, but he can punch a little bit, and he's got good footwork, and his hand speed is not bad. Looking at the Puerto Rican on the card, this may be your next Puerto Rican star. Of course, the island's been starved, according to Manny Caballero, our Puerto Rican columnist, and he'll be contributing to ringtalk.com this week. It's all but one, all but none. That's right. I mean, there's no champions left. There's no champions left on the island of Puerto Rico. And consider all the sanctioning bodies and things like that. They've got their own sanctioning body in the WBO. It's a native product of Puerto Rico, and they don't have a Puerto Rican champion. Anyway, this guy, Felix Verdejo, 9-0, 6 KOs, 130-pounder, looks pretty darn good. He really does. He looks pretty darn good. In fact, there seems to be a lot of talent coming in out between 122 and 130 pounds. Talk about Vasil Lomachenko, the two-time Olympian. What do you go, like 394-1 or 395-1 as an amateur? I mean, you've really got some good-looking guys. Of course, Guillermo Rigano, only 11-0 as a pro, the world 122-pound champion. What's he going to do next? I don't think Neil Nito there is calling his name out too loud. Do you? I haven't seen it. I really haven't. Anyway, let's talk about Manny Pacquiao. Of course, he is the star of last week. And what he's going to do next? Well, he's got a bunch of guys he can fight. Provodnikov, the aforementioned Ruslan Provodnikov, is one of them. But, you know, Provodnikov might beat him. They spar a lot, but they never trained by the same guy. So I guess we can just sort of X that one out the way because, you know, Provodnikov might beat him and they're stable mates and things like that. So we can let that one go. But, you know, there are other guys out there. Would he want to fight Bradley again? I don't think so. Bradley's too tough of a fight. He moves too much. I mean, he's too slick. But the way Manny Pacquiao looked last week, if that wasn't all smoke and mirrors, what I mean by that is, if it wasn't just the matchmaking of Carl Moretti and the people at Top Rank, Bruce Trampler and them, okay, if it wasn't just the matchmaking, if this was Manny Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao still has got a lot left. If that was the real Manny Pacquiao. Now, we don't know. Brandon Reels never threw too many punches. Said he got gun-shy because he kept getting clipped. Well, he sort of should train against a left-hander that can punch a little bit, you know, if you're going to fight a left-hander that can punch, so you know what to expect when you get in the ring. Anyway, Reels didn't have a clue, didn't win a round, didn't win 30 seconds of a round in my mind. Like I said, I didn't see any of these power punches he's alleged to have landed, and I just don't think that, based on that one fight alone, that's not enough to put him in a fight with Floyd Mayweather, I don't think. Not after being knocked out and drilled and flattened, okay, by Marquez, who Mayweather shut out for 36 minutes. If you want to count the rest breaks, so that's what's another 11, 47 minutes. Okay, but the bottom line is Mayweather is heads and shoulders above Marquez as far as talent and class is concerned and abilities, and yet Marquez was able to beat Pacquiao. But think about this. Before Pacquiao got knocked out, he was banging on Marquez all over the place. I mean, Marquez was all busted up with the exception of those two knockdowns when he had been knocked down earlier with a right hand. I think it was the third or the fourth round. And they got knocked down again at the end of the fight when he was, like, put to sleep. Outside of those two right hands, Marquez didn't land a lot. I mean, he was there, but Manny Pacquiao was formidable that night. He really was. But, you know, you get hit on the chin. You never know what happens when you get hit on the chin, especially by a punch you don't see coming. Okay? So this young American lion that he beat last week, Brandon Reels, was thought to present a challenge. He didn't. Does that mean Manny Pacquiao get back in with Tim Bradley? I don't think so. I think Bradley's just too big, too strong, too flashy, a black-style fighter for him. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I mean an American, African-American fighter style. He's just too slick, too much movement, side to side, that kind of good stuff. I think he's just too slick for Manny Pacquiao. Provodnikov, as I said, too tough. Okay, Marquez doesn't want to fight him unless they fight in Mexico. You know, I don't think Manny Pacquiao is willing to go to Mexico. Okay, that would be a great fight down in Mexico. That would be fantastic. I think Pacquiao should do it. You know, fight down there in the stadium with like 50, 60,000 people. People, you know, the crowd doesn't bother him. So he's a paid politician in the Philippines, a congressman. I mean, you can't get under the guy's skin, I don't think, anymore. I really don't. So I think he should go to Mexico and fight Marquez. Okay, they're talking about other fights, but that's really the only fight that makes sense, going to Mexico and fighting Juan Manuel Marquez for the 19th time. But they could fight every time. It'll be close. This last fight was somewhat close. Manny Pacquiao, I thought, was winning until he got knocked out, even though he had been down earlier in the fight. But at the end of the day, he was knocked out. So he needs redemption. And the one fight with Brandon Rios, that does not spell redemption for me. Okay, he needs another fantastic outing. Looks like March the 12th, and here in the United States, and speaking of the United States, he's having tax problems with either the U.S. or the Philippines, and he's having issues regarding his taxes. And some people think it's all political because, you know, he's part of that conservative party movement over in the Philippines. And I think Aquino, the president, is not part of that movement, not part of that party. And so he's the opposition. So they sort of like been slapping Manny around in the press this week over a lousy $25,000, I think. So at the end of the day, Manny Pacquiao is human, but got to pay his bills. The Godfather of Soul, James Brown, taking us to the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2, TuneIn.com, RingTalk.com, SportsByline.com. I can keep going for an hour. We've got so many internet platforms. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You are listening to the longest-running fight show in history.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventors' information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
There's only one Mayweather. There's only one Mayweather. He talks the talk, and he walks the walk, walking to the money land.
The mighty horns of Tower of Power. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Some articles on the ringtalk.com website this week you might want to read. Eric Martin, the late Eric, the Prince Martin, former San Francisco contender, fringe contender, welterweight and junior welterweight. He took on the Sicilian Mafia. The story is all about the fighting garbage man versus the Sicilian Mafia at ringtalk.com. Tonight, November 30th, HBO, of course, goes at 10:15 with Adonis Stevenson on top, Sergey Govolov, and co-main events there. And then, of course, The Ultimate Fighter, Fox Sports 1. That starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Ronda Rousey, Team Rousey versus Team Tate, the finale. Gray Maynard taking on Nate Diaz in the rematch. Of course, that's the male main event in The Ultimate Fighter 18 tonight on Fox Sports 1. So the bottom line is there's a lot of combat sports. David Chisora is fighting in just a couple of hours over in England. So if you can get know how to get Sky Sports 1 on the internet or something like that, you can watch the David Chisora heavyweight fight. And he's light. He looks good. He looks better than he ever has. And he is more than just his mouth. Speaking of a guy that's more than just his mouth, my next guest needs no introduction to anybody in the world of boxing because for many years he's been one of the guys at ringtalk.com. I'm talking to Mr. KP, Kevin Perry. What's up, Kev?
Never much. Thanks for the introduction.
Yeah, what can I say? You know, you deserve it. Thrilla in Manila, too. I mean, these Filipino guys are willing to like spend $100 million, but they're willing to offer Floyd Mayweather basically a blank check to go to Philippines. And I figured, I was thinking about it this week, you know, because I'm into logistics and executive protection and security and things like that. I think I would fly Mayweather over there like 3 weeks before, get him his little compound, get him an armed compound, get it surrounded by like an army, an army troop, and let him have his own little compound. And in 3 weeks from then, after 3 weeks, he goes and fights Manny Pacquiao. He goes to a couple maybe press events while he's there, but he still stays in his compound and trains. And then they fight. And they duke it out. And then Floyd gets on a plane and comes back home, probably the winner. But the bottom line is, if they do fight in Manila, it will be a much bigger fight than it would be in the United States, in my opinion. What do you think of that?
I think it's a much bigger fight. The difference here, I don't think Mayweather is going to, you know, go through with having these businessmen be in control. He's a fighter that likes to be in control of everything. And I just can't see that whole scenario that you're putting out there happening in my mind.
As far as the main event, that
would be one of the biggest just events, period, in sports history.
Okay. What if they deposit $100 million in Floyd Mayweather's account before he goes?
Well, the problem is Mayweather makes so much money fighting in Las Vegas, and he's such a big part of the Las Vegas economy. I don't know if there's enough. Maybe if they gave him $150 million, and put in his bank account, I think maybe that would get him to go.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. He's not making $80 million a night, okay? He's making, I mean, I think he got somewhere around, rumors was he got around 35 to 40 after that last fight, okay? But here's a fight in which he could start off at $100 minimum, and then, of course, he'd get a percentage of the pay-per-view, and he would probably structure that so he got 70-30 or 65-35, something like that, but he's in the driver's seat right now. Manny Pacquiao, in my mind, has got to get another win under his belt to have total redemption. What do you think?
It's hard to say because there's not really any big-name fighters out there for Manny Pacquiao to fight. The guys that he could fight that are decent names, they're with Golden Boy Promotions, so you know those fights aren't going to happen. And then there's a few guys left with a top rank that he could fight. He's already fought Marquez about four times. He's fought Tim Bradley. I think that's probably the most lucrative fight out there for him. So if he doesn't fight Floyd, I think his next fight should be with Tim Bradley.
And Bradley,
I think it was kind of stupid for him to even fight Marquez that fourth time because really he had nothing to prove at that point in my life.
Yeah, but he needed a big money day. He needed a big money opponent, and Marquez was the guy.
That's true. You make a good point there.
Okay. We're talking boxing with Kevin Perry, KP Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. Of course, we've got and what'd you think of Andy Ruiz last week, that 257-pound heavyweight?
Be honest with you, I've seen him fight about three or four times, and I thought pretty highly of him as a prospect. I think if he doesn't get in much better condition than he was last time, I don't think he's going to make it very far as a heavyweight. I mean, he really looked terrible. And I think the fact that he's a slow starter, a lot of that is because of the weight. You know, I mean, he's carrying way too much weight. He's not very tall. I mean, I've seen him in fights where he weighed about 230, and this last fight he was about 260, almost 270.
Yeah.
And I heard coming into camp he was about 300 pounds. So this guy's got to keep him in the gym, and they got to keep him a little bit more active and fight more often. I think his weight will stay down.
I think he's got to find another line of work.
Yeah, he's a pretty good fighter.
That's not what I'm done. Kev, let me explain myself, the reason why I say that. Because if he's not going to get himself in the best shape, he's not going to give himself the best opportunities, this is a hurting business. You hear what I'm saying? This is not like baseball or basketball where you can go a couple seasons, God, I flopped out, they let me go, they cut me, this and that. You get hurt in boxing, you can get really hurt. And I think if you come into a fight not prepared mentally and physically, 110, 120%, the propensity to get hurt, there's a great possibility of it.
I agree with you 100%. The point here is the types of opponents he's been fighting, I think that's possibly part of the reason that he's not getting in proper shape. And also, I think, because he's not fighting often enough. I mean, a guy like him should be fighting probably about every 2 months. Because of his size, it's his body makeup in general. That's the reason why his weight fluctuates so much. So it's like a similar thing with James Toney. When James Toney was a middleweight champion, they tried to keep him active because he would balloon up in weight so much.
Yep.
So the more he was fighting, he was always in shape. So I think that's what they got to do with this kid.
That means like fighting once a month. Because,
yeah, and I think that would be good for him, and it would refine his skills a little bit because he still has a few things to work on, especially defensively.
Okay. Has Manny Pacquiao ever looked better? And if he hasn't, why did he look so good? Was it smoke and mirrors? Was it just the matchmaking, the fact that the matchmakers put him in with Brandon Rios, who was limited, or was there more to it? Was Manny Pacquiao, is he back, per se, in your mind?
I think he's back. Well, I don't think he necessarily ever left. I think he looked good against Marquez that last fight. And I think that was the problem I had with him fighting Marquez a fourth time, because Marquez had three previous fights to study his opponent. So he's more of a technical fighter than Pacquiao is. So he was a guy who had the benefit to have a better chance of, you know, a decisive victory. So that's kind of what happened there. I think Pacquiao, because he got knocked out, that was actually a good thing for him because he had to box a little more. He couldn't just go in there and just be reckless all the time. And then plus he fought Brandon Rios, who was the perfect opponent, a guy that comes forward. He's slow, not much variety in his attack, pretty one-dimensional. So he was an easy guy to pick apart.
We're talking about Manny Pacquiao, folks, the king of the Philippines. Of course, the man that last week in Macau pitched a virtual shutout in my mind. Over Brandon Rios. Rios coming in with one loss, but he had lost two fights. Every fight to Richard Abreu was a travesty that the Las Vegas judges gave him. Now, we haven't seen that lady lately. What was her name, the female judge? You haven't seen her around. Remember?
CJ?
No.
CJ Ross.
CJ. What's happening with was it BJ Ross or CJ Ross?
CJ Ross.
Oh, CJ Ross. Okay. And what's happening with CJ?
The judge who judged.
Yeah, what's happening with her? I haven't seen. Last I heard, she was in Thailand.
Oh, she's in Thailand. Yeah. I'm not sure. I just know she's probably left the country.
We're talking boxing, folks. We'll talk boxing until after the break, of course, and then we'll go to the UFC and the MMA, of course. UFC season 18, The Ultimate Fighter tonight, the longest running reality TV show series in history, folks. Season 18 goes off tonight. The finale, of course, Team Rousey versus Team Tate. We'll talk about that after the break, but we'll also carry Kevin over until after the break because we're going to talk about tonight's HBO card. The bottom line is there's some class on the HBO card tonight. Adonis Stevenson, once beaten, guy looks good. WBC light heavyweight champion, Guy really looks good, okay? Sergio Kovalev in the other co-main event, he's a monster. He's just a monster. I watched this guy fight one time from the cheap seats in Las Vegas, the MGM Grand. I mean, I think it was the MGM Grand. I think we were way, way up there in the cheap seats, and I was seating some friends. And we heard these punches landing, and I thought it was coming out of the speakers, you know, the PA system. Yeah, that was him. That's how hard he hit. That's how hard he hits. That's why he is probably the most formidable challenge for Andre Ward. Andre Ward on last week's show, of course, you can go to the ringtalk.com website right now and pull up the Andre Ward interview from last week. Andre Ward, unplugged. Talked 175 pounds, talked 168, talked to his legacy, talked Chavez. He was very blunt, but also very politically correct. That is Andre Ward. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll talk a little more boxing, and then we'll go to the world of MMA right after the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you ever made a crazy bet on sports? Now you can do it in the ultimate peer-to-peer social betting exchange with YouBetMe. YouBetMe is the easiest way to bet on anything with family and friends. It's fun, it's free, and it's now available at the iTunes App Store. And it's not just about sports. YouBetMe is a great way to bet on reality TV, award shows, dating, anything where you know you're right and everyone else is wrong. Check it out. YouBetMe, now at the iTunes App Store.
Consistency, honesty, and dependability. These are terms you would normally hear for a car or a bank, but this is a sports handicapping commercial. At Tom Barton Sports, you're not going to hear me scream my phone number over the course of this ad. You will not hear me use the words lock or guarantee. TomBartonSports.com is a totally new approach to sports handicapping. The business model is simple. If we win for our clients constantly, have a dependable website, and an honest approach, people will take notice. And they have. Gaming Today magazine called TomBartonSports.com the honest handicapping service, and we have finished in each of the last two seasons in Pro Football Weekly's handicapper contest top five. TomBartonSports.com charges just $99.95, and you get 30 days of plays. That's every sport, every level, every play we give out with no extra fees. Come and check out TomBartonSports.com and find out why we are changing the game.
TomBartonSports.com is an informational site only and does not accept wagers.
You've always strived to make the best choices, and Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Loud fans help teams win. Yell Bands helps fans be loud. Yell Bands are megaphones that fans wear on their arm and pull off to cheer for their team. And now Yell Band LLC is crowdfunding in order to purchase the licenses to put NFL and college team logos on the bands. Contributors receive some pretty cool perks, like a t-shirt, a Yell Band of your choice, or even free game tickets for the life of the company. Go to yellband.com and click on the green crowdfunding button to learn more and contribute. Take home field advantage to the next level at yellband.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
The guitar of the great Jeff Camelier. Jeff's the man. In the studio with Rick Stevens, working on an album as I speak. Jeff, of course, the former guitarist for the Starship here in San Francisco. They had worldwide acclaim. Not the Jefferson Starship, the predecessor. the Starship, and of course went to the Tower of Power for many, many years. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. To show you how popular Manny Pacquiao is, I wrote an article this week about, I called Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao noise. It got 692 likes on Facebook. Yikes. Kev, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Manny Pacquiao definitely gets puts the world on notice when he fights. So he's a great thing for boxing. And Floyd Mayweather's great for boxing, too. I think Manny Pacquiao, he has a different mystique about him because he's so big in his part of the world, and he fights in the U.S., and he's got a lot of fans here. He's exciting to watch. And I think that fight with Brandon Rios, that really showed that if he just kind of sticks to boxing a little more and doesn't get totally reckless and try to knock everybody out, which he's not going to be able to do at welterweight. Let's be real here. He's more of a volume puncher. He's not a one-punch knockout guy. And so he leaves himself open. And these guys who are bigger punchers, like when he fought Margarito took a beating, but Pacquiao really took some big shots. I think if he just tries to stick to boxing a little more and kind of do his in and out and slide off to the side and use his footwork and angles and speed, I think he can beat just about anybody besides Floyd Mayweather. And I think that fight would still be Mayweather will win, but I think he'll make Mayweather have to fight a little bit. I think it'll be a little bit more of an entertaining fight for Mayweather, and I think he'll actually give Mayweather an opportunity to look really good.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is Pedro Fernandez, of course, your host, 29 plus years now on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network, to name just three of our entities. And, of course, on the line from the City of Angels is our L.A. correspondent, the webmaster of ringtalk.com. Talk about Kevin Perry
tonight. I'm the Las Vegas correspondent now.
Oh, that's right. You've moved to Sin City. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I won't even ask you what brought you there. Anyway, well, that's another conversation for another day. Let's talk 10-15 HBO tonight before I let you go and talk MMA. Tony Bellew, 21-1, 12 KOs. Adonis Stevenson, 22-1, 19 KOs. You know, Bellew's got a big mouth and he talks a good game, but is he in Stevenson's league?
I just don't think he's really that great of a fighter. I mean, he's strong, he's tough. Not a big puncher, but can punch a little bit. I think he's just too slow, and I think he's going to get picked apart. And Stevenson, he's got a lot of knockouts, but he's a very underrated boxer, and he comes out of Kronk. So you know he knows how to box. You know he knows how to fight quite a bit. I think he doesn't have the greatest chin, but I don't think this guy is going to be able to test him in that way. And okay. I think that's why him and Kovalev, who's also fighting tonight, would be a tremendous fight.
Sergey Kovalev, the WBO title holder, 22-0-1, 20 KOs, of course. And that one draw he got, it was a bit of a ripoff when he wanted to go there. Was it the medical draw or something like that. Ismael Salaka is 21-1, 17 KOs. That's a 12-rounder for the WBO crown. Sergey, I think he's got to be the betting choice for everybody at 175 right now. Am I wrong? Am I premature here?
I think you're a little bit premature because the quality of his opposition hasn't been the best. But, I mean, he's looked amazing in all of his fights. And he's one of those guys that when you get in the ring with him, you're probably not totally intimidated. But once he hits you a couple times, I mean, the intimidation just sets in. And he's not a one-punch bomber. I mean, he puts his punches together well. He's got heavy hands and pretty good skills. And he's got a great trainer in John David Jackson as well.
John David Jackson, the former world middleweight champion, WBA title holder, man, WBO title holder, of course, that the one punch that turned around his career, he took his eyes off Jorge, what was that guy's name?
Castro.
Jorge Castro, locomotive in Spanish, however you say locomotive, took his eyes off him and got caught with a left hook he never saw coming, and that was lights out, baby.
Yeah, that's true. It's one of the biggest come-from-behind knockouts in boxing history.
Yeah, that and John Tate and, of course, and Mike Weaver. Anyway, Kevin, I got to talk MMA. All the best. We will talk soon.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, that ends the boxing segment. Now we'll move into the world of the UFC. Of course, tonight, UFC Season 18, the finale, The Ultimate Fighter, goes down on Fox Sports 1, but it starts, of course, on Facebook. And if you go to the USC.com, the website, they show you all the different ways you can watch this fight. You can watch it on Fox Sports 1, on the cable, on the satellite. You can watch it on USC, the early prelims at USC.tv. I mean, you've got good chances to watch these early prelims, and I think those are free. Then, of course, the web's got going on. Facebook is going to have a couple of fights as well. And then, of course, the main event and the main card airs on Fox Sports 1 at 10 p.m. Eastern time to 7 o'clock Pacific time. And the main event, a rematch at lightweight, Gray Maynard, man that I had in the studio recently. Good-looking fighter. He can grow. He's 11-2, taking on one of the bad boys of MMA. I'm talking about Nick Diaz's brother. Who else? Nate Diaz. Guy's a monster. I mean, he is. If you ever wanted to walk down the street, like real rough streets, you would want to get Nate Diaz or Nick Diaz and have him go with you, okay? But the bottom line is Nate Diaz coming off a two-fight losing streak, lost to Josh Thompson, and that was pretty decisive, lost in the second round to TKO head kick and punches. That was, of course, in his last fight. He is 16-9. As I said, the other young man, 11-2. And you got a slight, I don't know, it's a pick 'em fight. Maynard beat Diaz before. So Maynard really has nothing to win here except, you know, lose. But if he beats Nate Diaz again, so what? He did it before. Okay? That's the bottom line. That is the main event, USC Ultimate Fight, the Ultimate Fighter Season 18 finale. That'll be the main event, Gray Maynard and Nate Diaz. Now, we go to some of the women's bantamweight fights. Of course, we're talking about the Season 18 finale. Juliana Pena taking on Jessica Rakowski. Okay, this is supposed to be in the main event. There's some other chicks on the card. Lots of chicks. This is going to be good. I think chicks are good for MMA. They bring guys over. Guys want to watch chicks fights because chicks give it all. They do. They give it. They don't dog it like that guy Hammer last week against Andy Ruiz. They don't sit on the stool. I mean, no, they don't. Women have got something to prove in the world of combat sports and fighting in general. They know it. They know that their entire gender is on the line every time they step into the octagon or the ring or something like that. That's why they give 110%. And I think the idea that Team Rousey, Ronda Rousey, and Misha Tate, of course, have done this season, Ultimate Fighter season 18 all together. They've been ugly together on TV. They've been entertaining, but they've been pretty nasty. Okay, they're going to hook it up, of course, in their rematch, December the 28th. That's live at UFC 168. That's the semi-main event. Of course, the main event is the world middleweight champion, man, Chris Weidman, undefeated, 10-0, taking on the ex-champion. He's got dozens of fights, been around a long time, was the longest reigning UFC champion before he got knocked out by Chris Weidman. I'm talking about Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva, of course, now living in California, fighting out of Brazil. Good luck to Anderson. I think he'll be lights out for the second time. But it is the UFC 168 main event, and that goes down December the 28th, right before New Year's. But back to tonight's card, okay? You've got David Grant and Chris Holdsworth. They're going to hook it up at bantamweights. These are guys. Let me tell you the weight classes. People are miffed on this one. Are they the same weight classes of boxing? Well, the names are the same, but the weights aren't the same. Like a flyweight in boxing is 112 pounds. A flyweight in the world of MMA is 125 pounds. A bantamweight in boxing is 118. A bantamweight in MMA, 135 pounds. A featherweight in boxing is 126. A featherweight in the world of mixed martial arts, 145. A lightweight in boxing is 135. In the world of mixed martial arts in UFC, 155 pounds. The middleweight champion of the world in boxing weighs 160 pounds. The middleweight champion of the world in the UFC weighs 185 pounds. The light heavyweight champion of the world in boxing scales 175 pounds. The light heavyweight champion of the world, John Jones of the UFC, he scales 205 pounds. Of course, the heavyweight champion of the world, Cain Velasquez of the American Kickboxing Academy. That's where Gray Maynard's from as well, down there in the Silicon Valley area. He is the man. I think he's the best fighter pound for pound in all of MMA right now. I don't think he really hasn't lost a minute of a round in any fight he's ever been in. He destroyed Junior Dos Santos in the last two fights. I mean, the last fight he stopped him, but the fight before that, he extracted so much fighting life out of Junior Dos Santos in the last two fights that I think that Junior Dos Santos probably doesn't need to fight anymore. That's how much was taken out of him. That's how devastating the beatings were. I mean, from the second round, the first fight, the rematch, a couple of minutes or a minute into the first round, boom, the overhand right hand, the counter right hand over the left jab of Dos Santos by Cain Velasquez. Man, boxing 101, that almost knocked Junior Dos Santos out cold because he didn't think, he had no respect for Cain Velasquez's boxing ability because Cain Velasquez is all about the ground and pound, right? No, Cain can box too. Cain is the most balanced fighter right now of anybody in the world of mixed martial arts. That is my opinion. Better than George St. Pierre, better than John Jones. Right now, I think Cain Velasquez is king. Okay, I really do. As far as Dos Santos is concerned, he's a good television commentator. I mean, he's a hero down there in Brazil. I mean, take advantage of that before you can't talk anymore. Jessamyn Duke in a 135-pound fight in the UFC tonight, three-rounder. He's taking on Peggy Morgan, and that'll be on the Fox Sports 1 fight card. Of course, there's also going to be a card on Facebook, at least one fight on Facebook. It'll be a catchweight fight, 127 pounds, Ryan Benoit and Joshua Sampio. But, you know, 127 pounds, ooh, little catchweight fight. And not too many catchweight fights there in the world of the UFC. They tell you, make the weight, make the weight. The bottom line is the UFC's on fire right now. Of course, the UFC 167, although a lot of people didn't like the main event decision, the fact that Johnny Hendricks was shorted against George St. Pierre was a travesty in my mind. I mean, George St. Pierre won one round, the third round. That was it. Even Dana White, the president of the UFC, the czar of the UFC, the face of the UFC, okay, even he said, you know, he only won one round. And yet he won, he retained his title on the decision. I don't know. That smelled pretty bad. That was a Las Vegas boxing decision, but it wasn't boxing. It was MMA, okay? So St. Pierre, they're talking about the rematch now with Hendricks, but the reason why I don't like rematches, mandated rematches after you get burned, is because when you get burned, it takes away from you psychologically. A lot of fighters can say, well, you know, I can dismiss that. I can put it at the back of my mind, this and that. You can't. You can't. When you've been robbed, it's sort of like sitting down at a blackjack table in Las Vegas or wherever you gamble in the United States, or maybe just at home. And you get, the other guy gets 17, and you got blackjack, 21. Guess what? You won. No. The 17 won. That's what happens. That's what it's like when you get a bad decision in the world of combat sports, because you just don't know how they're going to recover. Jeff Fenwick, former Olympian, former world champion down there in Australia, he couldn't come back after beating Azuma Nelson from pillar to post in Las Vegas, I think June of 1989, I think. And then he came back in the rematch. They went down to Australia. You think Fenwick would have a shot with the hometown crowd even more? No, he got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. He was just no match for Azuma Nelson. Physically, some guys can come back. Mentally, they cannot come back. Okay, so that's why there's gray. That's why the decision should have been just, and there should be a rematch. Yeah, there should be a rematch with George St. Pierre challenging Johnny Hendricks for the world welterweight 170-pound championship. That was the one weight division I left out there in the UFCs there. The welterweight champion in boxing is 147. The welterweight champion in the world of UFC is 170 pounds. With George St. Pierre, a controversial winner, he will take on Johnny Hendricks in a rematch sometime in early 2014. And the way I saw, I think it's an age thing. I think it's an age thing. It's an age thing with these fighters, and that when they lose just a millisecond off of speed, just a millisecond off the reflexes, they're vulnerable. They're susceptible. And I think that George St. Pierre, the Canadian prodigy, I think he's susceptible right now. I think Johnny Hendricks showed that. I think if Johnny gets him in a rematch, Johnny needs to do just a little bit more, because he could have been just a little bit more convincing, I think, if he'd have put forth just a little bit more. See, I don't believe in leaving it in the octagon or leaving it in the ring if you're a boxer. Because guess what? Like I used to tell my guys when I trained them for fights, I'll carry you out of here. I don't mean knocked out of sleep. I mean, if you're tired, I'll carry you out of here. Just go out there and leave all your energy in this last round. Give it all. Give it up. Give it all. Give it your all. Okay? Come back and sit on the stool. I'll carry you out. I'll give you mouth-to-mouth, whatever you need. But just give it 200% in the ring in that final round. And although I think Hendricks gave it like 70-80%, he was a bit tired at that point. He'd never been into the fifth round before. The UFC heavyweight, the UFC title bouts are 5 5-minute rounds. Anything outside of a TV main event or a title fight is 3 rounds, 3 5-minute rounds. But these 5 5-minute rounds, Johnny Hendricks was foreign to that. But guess what? He handled it well. He handled it real well. He deserves to be the world welterweight champion. Tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, The Ultimate Fighter, Season 18, the finale between the chicks and the main event, Gray Maynard, Nate Diaz. That's on Fox Sports 1 tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his cheek. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 58 minutes past hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition. Don't forget the Sunday edition airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. Sunday, 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 1 hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, tonight, HBO going 10:15. Two light heavyweight title fights on the line. Check out the HBO card. It looks stellar tonight. It really does. And, of course, the Ultimate Fighter, Season 18, going down tonight. Man, what can I say? Team Rousey, Team Tate has been nasty. They're going to fight it out in the finale, of course, December the 28th, as far as Misha Tate and Ronda Rousey is concerned. But as far as the chicks are concerned, the younger chicks, the one that's going to make some money is the one that wins the main event tonight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Some other quick boxing notes. Jeff Lacy, a former champion and Olympian, is back in action tonight in Florida. And Paul Spadafore, 48-0, the Pittsburgh kid, fighting, I think, in West Virginia or Pittsburgh, somewhere around there. Anyway, on pay-per-view. Check them out on pay-per-view. Jerick Chisora on pay-per-view as well today from in the internet as well from the UK. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. On Sunday, we'll bring in the boxing hour, Larry Merchant. Larry Merchant tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And, of course, we'll talk MMA with either Zach Young or King Kyle Kingsbury. Much respect.